You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Drive's busting this day open.
Busting wide the hell open, ain't it?
And we're telling them to bring it back.
Sports Radio 610 presents the first annual Reggie and Ron Radiothon for the Houston Food Bank. Here's Reggie Adatula and Ron Hughley.
10 hours down, baby. 10 hours down. Sean Bajani, he will be making his way in. You hear him on Area 45 each and every night.
The closer coming in.
That's right. Yep. The closer is coming in. He will join us the rest of the way. As again, we're here till 6 o'clock enjoying ourselves. And you guys have been amazing. You got 2 hours, folks. 2 hours. For us to kind of push through. If you are just joining us, we have been doing our first Reggie and Ron Radiothon. Reggie and myself have been here since 6 a.m. Started with Seth Payne, Sean Pendergast, who is now drunk, folks, called in and joined us a little earlier. Brandon Scott was with us. Frito and Katie was with us from the Bull. Clint Sterner joined us for a couple hours. He said his goal was to leave here over 10K and a flurry in the last
by
10 minutes.
By golly, if he ain't
got,
do it.
We got up to 10
we got to, was it 10-5 by the time
yeah,
he left?
Yeah, 10-5 by the time he left.
And, no, but he put an extra 5 in. He said we got to 11, actually.
Yep, got to 11, and he did his thing with us on the donations, and Patrick Creighton was in there. Luke Murrow was in here with us.
You trying to make him Bill Murray so
I
bad?
I am. It is. I don't know where I'm trying to take Luke. But he joined. Shout out to Luke and his folks as they added to the cause as well. As we said, Patrick Creighton has just been in here hanging with us. Shout out.
By the way, as we're shouting folks out on
Jesse Watt as well, go ahead.
Yeah, no, shout out to Patrick Creighton. He's put in on the donations because he wants to see us reach that 20,000 mark.
Thanks for listening to the show. We did that to Patrick on the other side, but that's all right. I love doing it.
I had to use the restroom so bad. I'm going to be honest. I'm going to be completely honest.
Oh, man. Oh, and by the way, as we said, you can make bids. Shout out. Shout out. There's a hot tag. Shout out right there to our guy, Sean Bajani. You can make bids to these dinners. And Tyler, I guess there's a new leader in the clubhouse for Payne and Pendergast, right? Did somebody jump the 1600?
That's right, Mon. Got a new bid on Payne and Pendergast.
See how the rule works?
In the spirit of Sean Pendergast, in Jamaica, talking like a Jamaican. Yes, new bid for that dinner with Payne and Pendergast. Our guy Clinton, not Sterner, but a Clinton out there, has put in a new bid at $1,700 for dinner with the Morning Fellows.
That's amazing, guys. Amazing, amazing. $1,700 there with Payne and Pendergast. All of this goes to the great people at the Houston Food Bank. And by the way, they are even more shocked than we are. They are even more blown away than we are. As if you missed it, Julie Voss was on with us earlier. I've been talking to the people there that we've been working with, who we started with. They have had to raise the goal total three times, Sean Bajani, since we've been here. They said 3,000 to kick. They said, I don't know what to do. 3,000 is what they tried to start us. We've knocked that out in 2 hours, and we are trying to get this thing to as high as we can get it with you all's help in this building. By the way, Cam Smith, who is up, he's 2 for 3. He is continuing.
Do it again, baby.
Around and get to 300 here in a second. This is a huge
good eye
moment in the game. The Astros are trailing 5-3 in the seventh, and Cam Smith is on with two runners in scoring position. As if this cat here comes through here, boy, he is, and he has been wearing it out, doing his thing. Brandon Walter, it wasn't as great today with him. I know earlier we could talk about this, and Sean Bajani is a great person to bring in to this. By the way, continue with your donations. Those of you just getting off work, I just saw a couple of people text in, say they're just getting off work. You can text in right now. Text Sports Radio, capital S, capital R, Sports Radio 610, all one word, 271-777, and you can help donate to the Houston Food Bank. But you were saying earlier, I wonder, has Brandon Walter and company lost a little shine? And is this going to be something that is more of a concern as we get through? I don't know if he's lost his shine, but I mean, you should know these guys are not guys that they plan to be in the rotation right now. So, it's going to be some up and down. But the one thing to me that is extremely impressive, I think, with almost all of these guys. Now, I'm not saying it hasn't happened. Cam, nope.
That's down. Get down.
Yeah, it does. Cam Smith with his third hit. Somebody's died out there.
He's not the Rocky side.
He's just embarrassed.
He is a triple. Cam Smith with a two-run game-tying triple right there.
It feels huge.
There it is. That was a blooper that turned into a triple with his speed. And he continues 3 for 4 today. That man, what a stud.
What has it got to be like to be a Colorado Rockies fan?
That man's feet kicked up over the back of his head like a pretzel. Oh, he got all twisted up with his own body.
Hey, what's worse, that or was it the Chicago White Sox earlier this season who lost the pop-up?
That was against, and it bounced that was off against the Royals. I watched every second of that.
Is that the White Sox?
Yes, it was. Yes, it was. Bottom of the ninth, up 5. That's what happened in that game that kicked it off. But my man here, folks, if I could describe it, it seemed like obviously that green grass out there reached out and grabbed both his feet, because he just couldn't get them together. And yeah, corralled it right there, hooked his ass. And then the glove, I guess, couldn't find the ball either, because that thing almost hit him right in the face.
You know what that was? That was a hip drop tackle.
That was a hip drop tackle.
His legs just stopped moving.
That was awful. Well, 5-5 in Colorado. The Astros are looking to get the sweep here. Brandon Walter gave up 5 runs. And I was just going to say, the most impressive thing to me is when they have their struggles, like 90% of the time, their struggles don't result into 7 or 8 runs.
No, they're never blown.
You know what I mean?
Like,
it's like, damn, man, Ryan Gusto wasn't great. He went 4 2/3, but he went 4 2/3 and gave up 4. Right? Like, the other night, Big C wasn't great.
Colin Gordon?
Yeah, Big C. Gordo wasn't great, but it was 4 2/3.
Two nicknames, and neither of them are actually his full name.
Who cares? Gordon, Gordo. That's it. But it was 4 runs given up in those 4-plus innings. Like, it's not the 2 Lance McCullers specials. What Lance did to the Washington Nationals, and then that other ass-kicking that he received when it just got away from him in the third inning. That to me is impressive. I expect up and down, but hell, in your time in there, can you just give the team a chance? 7-8 runs ain't gonna give you a chance. 4 or 5, you can work with that.
Yeah,
potentially.
Yeah, well, and it's been more or less, you know, 3 or 4. They've absolutely given these guys a chance to win. Yeah. I'd say 90. They're in the 90th percentile. You know, I think who was it? Gordon and Gusto both kind of hit a little bump in the road a couple of weeks back in that series. In Anaheim against the Angels, where they given up, you know, 5 or 6 runs.
Yeah, Walter gave up 7 in that series.
Yeah, it was 7. There you go. And, you know, again, go back to what the premise of your question really is. What should you be expecting from these guys? Yeah. I mean, they've made anywhere between 6 and 8 starts for this ball club. For Colton Gordon, it might not be pretty, but guess what? His ball club has now won 7 of his 9 starts. That's pretty good.
Yeah.
Ryan Gusto, and when you've had to dig really deep into the depths and get Jason Alexander, AJ Blueball once upon a time ago started a game for this team this year. I mean, you might not be done if you're the Astros in some new faces in unfamiliar places.
Yeah. No, I give them credit for that though. That is a big deal.
Can I say one thing real quick?
You can say multiple things.
Y'all tired yet?
No, actually, funny enough, not really.
I know you're not, man. This is fun. I know it's the Rockies. I know they're the worst team in Major League Baseball. But Cam Smith has been on an absolute tear. The last 20 games, his batting average is well above 350. OPS is more than 1,000. He's got 4 or 5 homers during that stretch, like 13, 14 RBIs, and a handful of multi-hit games. Another one today. I thought that was a pretty big moment for Cam Smith right there. Because never mind the worst team in Major League Baseball, they're not out there in that moment, and I'm talking about before the outfielder made himself look a little bit foolish there, but in that moment, getting ready for that pitch, you just had a meeting on a mound with a 2-run lead, 2 men on, and Cam Smith at the plate with how many outs? 2 outs.
Correct.
Oh yeah, there's another situation in which they've scored runs with 2 outs, but he needed to come through there. And the patience that he had at the plate, where they were ball, ball, ball. He went 3-0 in that count. They weren't giving him anything to hit. And he had green light 3-0. And it was a good pitch over the outer half of the plate. And then he waited for his, and he did exactly what he needed to do with it. That, to me, that is a major league pitcher. That's a major league manager that is game planning for your ass in the moment. And Cam Smith still comes through. That's a big moment for a rookie who has maybe played about 100 professional games in his career so far.
And what's really sick about it is, it looks mechanical, too. Like, the first 2 pitches that were balls, he's going through his process, but he stops at exactly the same spot. Aggressive takes, but then also, like, it's almost like you can feel it. The muscle memory is already built, where he's stopping in the exact same place. It's not like, oh, I'm realizing it at a different point. It's like, no, the process works exactly the same, where he's identifying it, which makes it feel like it's repeatable. And on top of that, the really sick part about it is he's the best dude in your club in those situations. Like, when you are in that place where you're like, hey, we got runners in scoring position and we want to get somebody in, it's Cam Smith I want to see at the plate, which is crazy on a team that where you have Isaac Paredes and Jose Altuve, you get Cam Smith in there, and he's been incredible runners in scoring position.
100%. You know, I don't know that the runners in scoring position is the stat that it was last year for Victor Caratini, who just seems to have that clutch gene as well. But he's pretty close to a 300 batting average with power, with 2 outs. And look, I think Seth asked me yesterday. He's like, you know, the 2-out scoring, where they're literally 47, 48% of their runs total this year have come with 2 outs. There's that. And then what the bullpen in large is doing, you know, I kind of turned it around on Seth. I said, well, what's more sustainable? Is it continuing to score runs with 2 outs? Or is it continuing to win these one-run ball games in these close situations? I think the most sustainable thing is winning these one-run ball games, but you have like an 80-plus game sample size of the Astros doing what they just got done doing to tie this ball game up 5-5, and that's scoring runs against anybody and everybody with 2 outs.
Here we go. MLB Central just broke out right here. Listen to you two nerd out, man. Listen to you nerd out. My man said muscle memory doing the swing over here. Look at you two. And meanwhile, who the hell is Weems?
I asked that question to the other day. Yeah, I've never heard of that guy.
Who the hell is this? Who is this?
Who's Weems on the bomber.
I know. Anybody got a... Who the hell is Weems?
The sad part is that, you know, legitimately... Weems. And this is happening off air, so I'm bringing the curtain. I'm opening the curtain, pulling it back. This?
Or as we say, Reginald, pulling that carpet back.
Real quick, before we pull the carpet back.
Okay.
Don't cheat if you know it, Sean. It's Jay Weems. Anybody got that, Jay?
Oh, like I thought you were going to say his name is Jay, like a J A Y.
No. It's J.Weems. It's all I can go to it. I had picked it. Maybe I got Jay.
I'm going to go with Jason.
You not know his name? You do not know Jay? You know what Jay stands for?
I know my guy Weems.
I'm throwing up Justin Weems.
Joshua.
You got Jet. Now get the bleach
on Weems.
I'm going Jet.
Ain't no way that's his name.
I'm guessing.
He don't look like a Jet.
I said Jet. What'd you say?
Justin.
You said Josh.
Joshua.
What'd you say?
I think I said Justin.
You didn't say Justin because I said
Jordan Weems.
Okay,
Jordan.
So
nobody said Jordan.
Reginald, pull that carpet back.
All right, so
Jordan Weems coming out of Columbus, Georgia. 32?
Ain't no way.
This is 32.
God bless him.
What the hell is
He's got some flowing hair for a 32.
Who is this guy? When did he get here?
Secret weapon.
Who are these people they keep dragging out here? How are they doing this?
Actually, you know what? I'm pretty sure I saw him come down from the
number.
I'm pretty sure he came down from the second level. I think that might be one of those you can get to play.
Hey, Astros, situation. We need a pitcher for a day. We'll option somebody after the game to make room on the roster, but anybody looks like a pitcher. Yeah, come on down.
Found his ass at Conroe.
That was disrespectful. He's clearly a major league pitcher. We should not disrespect him.
No, and there are major league pitchers, I'm certain, from Conroe. They just recently found him from Conroe.
Conroe. He's got the same ERA as Cesar Salazar. 0.0.
There you go.
Guys.
Get Cesar up there.
Listen, I know there are people who are listening to this show that are going to be hardcore radio people who are going to be disgusted that we don't know who Jordan Weems is. But damn it, guys. This is...
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Bitcoin might sound complicated, but the Gemini credit card makes it so simple. Use it like any credit card. Buy lunch, gas, or your weekly groceries, and you'll earn up to 4% back instantly in Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos straight to your account. No annual fee. And right now, you can grab a $200 Bitcoin intro bonus. It's the easiest way to start building your Bitcoin stash. Go to Gemini.com/card to learn more. Terms apply. Issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.
I'm Emma Grade, and I've spent the last 20 years building, running, and investing in some incredible businesses. The more success I've had, the more people started coming to me with questions. How do you start a business? How do you raise money? How do I bounce back from failure? On my new podcast, Aspire with Emma Grade, I'll be answering these questions and more through weekly conversations with the smartest minds out there. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Grade, an Odyssey podcast, available now, wherever you get your podcasts.
Are you sure with Jordan?
The first place team in the American League West, a game and a half out of having the best record in the American League. That probably means baseball. And they just waltzed a guy by the name of Jordan Weems that none of us, None of us have just looked up and looked at this guy. This is a good-looking young 32-year-old. I'm not going to lie to you.
He's had one other appearance for the Astros this year.
Yeah, it was like last week, I think.
I just said Weems, and I said to Tyler, while you guys were doing MLB Central / Baseball Tonight just there, I said, who the hell is this guy? Who's Weems?
And his response was, that's Weems. That's Weems. For some reason,
I know my Weems is what he said.
It's not insightful at all to just go, that's Weems, looking at the back of the pitcher, just watching the TV and reading the name off of his back. But this tells you how far we are into this broadcast. That made me not just chuckle. I was dying laughing over here.
I knew you were
at simply, that's Weems. That's like, as if, like, everybody knows.
You should know Weems. Weems.
They got Weems out in a 5-5 game in the seventh. Who is this?
Well, better question, who's in the bullpen? Because Weems may not be out there very much longer.
Oh, that's a good question. Look, you haven't had Hader or Abreu.
Weems just gave up the lead, folks.
Hader and Abreu got the night off yesterday, didn't they?
Oh!
Yeah, he's in. He's in, yeah.
Okay.
He jumped back 6-5 because Jordan Weems, 32 years old, struggled there. Listen, what you cannot struggle and what we have not struggled to do, and that is raise money for the Houston
Food
Bank.
That's right. That's right.
We're continuing to do this. We got a little over an hour and a half. Text Sports Radio 610-271-777. Sports Radio 610-271-777 for you to donate as we are trying to hit these goals. Come on, guys. You have been amazing today. Ooh, that's close.
I think
you've
he's
been
out.
Amazing today.
He's out.
We'll see. Potentially the lead has not been taken. We'll see if there's enough evidence to overturn that. But please, while we're doing that, you can go ahead and text in and continue to donate as we continue right here live with the Reggie and Ron Radiothon.
Butts blasted.
Sports Radio 610 presents the first annual Reggie and Ron Radiothon for the Houston Food Bank. Here's Reggie Adatula and Ron Hughley.
Well, listen, folks, some good news is, one, you guys have been amazing when it comes to Radiothon, but we are still trying to finish things out. We got about an hour and a half left. Let's continue to do things and get this total as high as we possibly can. You can still bid on our dinners by calling in 713-572-4610. Tyler will get your bid. I see Mel
about
called.
30 minutes, by the way.
Yeah, I see Mel called, and we appreciate you, Mel.
Our gal Mel call in that break.
She is I mess with Mel, man, but I got a lot of love for Mel. She is a faithful listener. She's a puncher, but she's a she's an arm puncher, but she's a faithful listener. And
is she strong though? Because I feel like arm punchers are fine when
she is.
Just a little tap.
She has threatening friends.
Okay.
As well.
Okay. So not the kind that I like.
But no, they're cool. But we appreciate you and all of you who have helped make this an amazing day. You can continue to do that. Tech Sports Radio 610, all one word, capitalize the S and the R on sports and radio. Sports Radio 610 to 71777 to donate. By the way, some good news here on the way out. Hey, it was a play at the plate. The Astros called for a review and they won the review and left the game tied with two outs, 5-5, and then 32-year-old Jordan Weems proceeded to just to give up back-to-back hits, including one where it seemed like the hitter Beck knew exactly what he was going to throw and just hit it right up the middle. So now the Astros trail 7-5. Also, another stolen base off of Caratini in there as well.
That's what set up the RBI.
Yep, yeah, the RBI. So 7-5 after seven, the Astros. I'm certain we'll find a way to win. They'll find a way to pull this off in some form or fashion.
Ooh, that's going to be fun. Can we go around the horn to figure out, take some bets on what fashion will the Astros pull this out? Because at this point, it's inevitable.
Let's just throw this out there. Caratini leads off next inning, followed by Cooper Hummel, and then the great Shea Whitcomb, who's playing for the second straight day.
I believe what you're doing here.
Right?
The nightmare in third continues for Shea.
You get the first two guys on. Shea Whitcomb comes up.
How quickly do they get the tying runner? retiring runner on base.
Second at bat. Let's go. It's the Rockies. They suck. All right? Come on.
This does not feel like a 1-2-3 inning coming up, does it, for Colorado?
Do we go Caratini base knock, hit by pitch, Shea Wickenbaum?
Okay. Who gets hit by pitch?
Because you said you had Hummel here, right?
Yeah. You got Caratini, Hummel, and then Whitcomb. 1-2-3 due up next.
Yeah. So base knock.
Okay.
Hit by pitch. And then...
Dinger.
Yeah.
And then that's the lead.
I like what we've done here.
8-7.
I like the work that we've done here, gentlemen.
And then insurance. You need insurance in this game, obviously. But then that'll take you to what? Well, then you can go Abreu and Hader. Bada bing, bada boom, ball game over.
They try to use young Jordan Weems to do that. And
we got to stop saying his name because I feel like at this point.
You don't need to remember it, I don't think, after today.
Stop. Don't do that.
That was me. Yeah.
Shea Weems.
No, Shea found his way up here to them four errors he had at third base.
Hey, he's not even a third baseman for real. No, let that man live.
Error third continues for Shea.
Well, he's something.
Shea did it by way of doing something that good old Jordan Weems cannot, and that's hit dingers, and a lot of them.
Okay? Hey, anything's possible.
Wasn't the defense that got his butt called up again.
There was nothing about him that said he's going to climb his way back up here from Sugarland, but he did. By the way, everybody, enjoy your holiday weekends. By the way, Area 45 is off. Hell, they've been in here half the damn show. They're off tonight. There will be Texans All Access. John McClain, the general, will be on with those guys. So stay tuned for that. By the way, is it feeling like 4th of July weekend?
No, I keep forgetting that it's supposed to be a big time coming up tomorrow.
I mean, why didn't it feel like it to you?
I don't know. I don't know. Maybe it's because I've been concentrating on this 12 hours of radio and other stuff too, but through the week. But I don't know. It just doesn't feel like.
I feel freedom and horny, so it does to me.
That's every Thursday, but I'm just saying.
Exactly.
Okay, you're right.
That's new.
What the hell are you doing?
To hell with tea and honey, let's just go with the honey.
Well, I don't have the tea ready. And I'm starting to feel that tingle. You know?
I've never seen
Reginald
that.
Reginald just went full Pooh Bear over there.
Hey, Reggie, you had to take a shot to honey, dog. We got to reel it in.
Hey, we still got 90 minutes of broadcast, and I want to make sure to finish this out. Okay, that's all.
Man. You got
to
get the tea, man.
A whole lot of sugar.
That way you ain't getting, man.
Hey, Tyler, you know this. By our house, you can't go like a block without seeing a trailer that's selling fireworks.
Oh, yeah.
That's the number one reason.
I haven't really seen it as much, but no, I hear that's you, a man. Good point. I'm telling you, you ain't lying, man. I heard somebody say this. You ain't living until you've gotten down there with a pump and lit that damn thing up.
You about to be putting it in reverse?
And then you did that slow jog, that slow step jog away. You ain't lived till you hit that.
If
you
bang on tear,
YouTube and Twitch.
Oh, you got that T set up?
You hit that
light and run.
Have you not done this yet, Ron?
Oh, I've what?
Have you not lit a firework?
Oh, hell yeah. I'm just saying. You
absolutely
lit.
Not. You have not.
You ain't lit.
That's none of my business.
Oh, see,
that's not my concern.
That's what I was going to, be my confession is we've lost the art. I understand we go to fireworks shows and that's what people are doing. We've lost the art of lighting them jokers up themselves.
And knowing how to not come away with the Go Cougs afterwards.
Yeah, with the old JPP. feel like...
This hand got turned to the claw, didn't it?
Man, we used to do some... Man, we used to have Roman candle fights, man. Oh, man, I'm not saying y'all should do this. Anybody out there, please don't. But we would have them Roman candle fights.
Is that a base runner I'm seeing?
Well, it's under review, I believe.
I don't know.
I like snakes and sparklers.
He was called out.
Okay, so while we're looking at that,
looks safe to me.
You have never done that, boy.
I've never done that, and I will take that Annie, and I will go ahead and raise with this confession. And it might sound un-American. You do with this what you will. I think we've plateaued on what we can get out of it. I'd much rather see a drone show.
A drone show?
That's right. I feel like we can do more more fun and innovative things at this point.
Man, don't give this a realistic answer, man. Take another shot of that honey,
but
man.
Hold on.
If I do.
If you combine the two, then that would be something. Because the drones don't make any noise. They're just up there, bzzz, you know. And what, you got music in the background? You got music in the background with fireworks. But if you combined both of them, it's the sound, it's kind of the smell. And, you know, you want to see what people are capable of with fireworks.
I love that gunpowder smell.
Yeah. Oh, man.
Yeah.
Do I have to be concerned about you?
He's out, by the way, on that. I'll tell you what, it took me a while. Like, when I finally reached the point where I was confident, because I was the one for a couple of years as a youngster that I kept getting out too quick because I don't want to get burnt. I was one with that damn pump pissing my father off. One with that damn pump.
You just light it?
I'm from a divorced home. So 4th of July was always my dad's holiday.
Damn.
And I'm coming through here.
It's not real, man.
I didn't get real. I mean,
yeah, real life alert, 4:33 p.m.
I used to go through and I would hold and get out. It would take me sometimes 3 or 4 attempts before I went ahead and lit that thing up. But boy, when you got to it and take them few little quick steps out. Oh boy, there ain't nothing. Boy, you ain't lived. I just think you got to do that at least one time. Taylor Trammell out here. A lot of people.
I heard you trying to pronounce his name earlier. I think it's Trammell.
Is it Trammell?
Yeah.
I agree with you.
Does a great job of pronunciation guide. I will find this out.
Is it Trammell? Do you know Tyler? Tyler.
I'm 99.9% certain.
Is it Trammell?
Yeah.
Well, I'm surprised old Greg didn't text in to let me know. He's one right there. Who's the show police? He did get walked. Trammell.
He was pinch hitting for Whitcomb, by the way. Yeah. Why Whitcomb didn't get an opportunity to get an at bat late in the game, that's kind of curious to me. Colorado.
Is it curious? Okay.
Well, I mean, look, the guy's been called up 4 times in the last month and has played like a total of 5 games and gotten a total of 7 at bats before yesterday.
So I'm trying to do the best I can.
And then he plays yesterday and hits a dinger in Colorado. I don't know. Let's see what the kid can do late.
Well, Trammell got on.
Has been there, done that before.
He's got on.
He's not a spring chicken.
No, he's not. He's not. Man, we're having fun. Maybe a little bit too much fun. I don't see what.
No such thing.
You're right. What happens here when my man is out here taking shots of honey?
I'm just trying to keep my voice for the last 90 or now.
Text line coming through. Bottle Rocket Fighter here. Yeah, listen, it wasn't.
Yeah.
It wasn't something that I was that I was proud of. Yeah, we put them in the in them things and shoot them fireworks. Yeah,
yeah, shoot each other with Roman candles.
Not. I'm not proud of that. I don't want my kids to do that. It was real stupid.
Like, looking at Roman candles now as an adult, I want to hold that thing as far away from me as possible. I just don't trust it. But like, as a 16-year-old kid, like,
oh, let's go.
You know, trapping my buddy inside of a storage shed and just.
Goodness gracious.
Peppered his ass with Roman candles.
We didn't trap people. We were on the run.
It's like, dude, that's wild.
That is shocking to me that you have never lit a firework. I'm shocked.
And we couldn't make that happen.
That's
my mom wasn't buying no fireworks, first and foremost, growing up. You're not spending. We'd be lucky if we go and watch fireworks.
I mean, you were born in Houston.
I mean, you're 33 years old. I'm just really surprised.
And I wasn't buying no fireworks. I didn't have disposable income to buy fireworks. What do you mean? By the way, I have learned something about our left-handed outfielding friend, Taylor. And I need to make sure that I add this portion of it. Taylor Walter Lee hyphenated Trammell.
Boom.
So it's not Trammell.
It is not Trammell. It is Trammell. But I feel like we skipped over the fact that his middle name is a hyphenate. Walter Lee.
Walter Lee, man. Double it up, Lee. Man. Trammell. Trammell's at first right there.
One day he could have a middle school named after him.
Well,
I think so.
There we go. Tying run at the plate. Yiner Diaz is the pinch hitter right now. So I'm sure he'll just go deep and figure out something. Or maybe he'll just get on so Paredes can go deep. They'll figure out something.
That's right.
What the Astros do. One thing we want to figure out here with you is
one more segment
to continue here. One more segment. You're right. Continue to text to Sports Radio 610 to 71777 to bid. But one more segment. I'm sorry, not to bid, to donate. One more segment to bid here. You got a chance to do that. And you can do that by calling in at 713-572-4610 and you got a chance to bid on dinners with Payne and Pendergast. That's set at $1,700. You got to jump over that. You got a chance to bid on In the Loop. You got a chance to bid on The Drive, which is set at $1,000. And Area 45, which is at $300. Also, at $775, dinner at Cormier's?
Cormier's Kitchen.
Cormier's Kitchen. We've been there a lot of times. A fantastic spot. But B. Scott and Figgy for his second dinner.
And that's B. Scott, Figgy, you, and three friends. So that's four friends. Guests plus a signed frame Yordan jersey.
That's right.
And some Weller's 12, and then
a special extra that you and your three friends can use. A special extra that
next
all
week.
Of you, yes, next week individually mm-hmm. you can use mm-hmm. going mm-hmm. together. So those are still alive. $7.75 for that one. You got one more segment until 5 o'clock, 5:15. To be able to put those bids in, you can do that as we continue on the Reggie and Ron Radiothon.
Rock and roll, meow.
Sports Radio 610 presents the first annual Reggie and Ron Radiothon for the Houston Food Bank. Here's Reggie Atitula and Ron Hughley.
All right, as we said, your last opportunity for bids, your last opportunity for bids on the dinners.
They're jockeying, ain't they?
They are jockeying. You got about 15 more minutes as that will close in around 5 o'clock. All you got to do is call in 713-572-4610. You can have dinner with Payne and Pendergast. We don't know if Ben's going to be there, but you can have dinner with Payne and Pendergast, as well as In the Loop, as well as us on the drive. Tyler will be there. Linda Sterner will be there. Bottle of Blanton's will be there for you. You've got to get over $1,000 when it comes to that. Area 45, as well as they've got a host of celebrities right there rolling in.
Boxing celebrities.
Boxing yeah. celebrities that will be a part of the dinner at Christian's Tailgate. Where are we at right now in terms of the bids? Let everybody know that because they've got about 15 more minutes, Reggie, to make those bids. 713-572-4610.
I'm going to be honest. They've been coming in fast and furious. I was not able to notate them properly, so in order to make sure that they're completely accurate, and just because I need him to get more mic time, we go to our correspondent, Taylor Miller.
Good to hear from you, Reginald, down here at the Sports Radio 610 Mokarem Law Injury Law Firm Studio. I'm just kidding.
Here we keep go. Going. That was fun. I like it.
So we got, some in that last break, a lot of moving and shaking, phones lighting up, money pouring in from That's the right. fine folks of Houston. Payne and Pendergast, that dinner now, the bid sits at $1,900.
Close to $2,000 right there, folks.
Yeah, that's big time. And we also, that last commercial break, had a new bid come in for dinner with the Area 45 fellas.
What?
And the winning bid right now for late night with Area 45 is sitting at $400.
Nice. Dude, you couldn't talk him up to $450?
Okay. I tried.
The deal right there. Negotiate him up. Juan Baby Bull Diaz in there. Darius Fulgham in there with them.
Mm-hmm. You know, homage to Area 45.
Here we go. Let's go.
450 in there. Let's go.
Let's go. 14 minutes. Damn it. Let's go. Let's get up off. We've been sitting on this 1,000 too damn long. 713-572-416.
Payne and Pendergast has been leading wire to wire here, huh?
They have. Yeah. They led early. They have kept an early lead.
Pendergast and Payne.
Them too. but you can call in. You got about just under 15 minutes. 713-572-416. What is it? 400 to jump. You got to jump.
You
got to
jump 400 for Area 45. You got to jump 775 for that incredible package.
That's
for
right.
Cormier's Kitchen, with B. Scott and Figgy and a signed and framed Yordan jersey and Weller 12 and a special extra for you and three of your friends rather. You got to jump a good 1900 as you mentioned for Payne and Pendergast. And are you guys as drive still sitting at a grand?
We're still sitting at a grand. This is getting it's getting tough, guys. Let's go. Let's jump it up here now to get this thing to at least 1,500 now.
Somebody throw an extra $50 in to have dinner with me, PC, Juan Diaz, and get Darius Fulgham, going. Man. Get it to 450. That'll feed, what, 150 meals? Isn't it three
Great
meals point. For every dollar?
That is correct. Can we do the thing? Should we put T-Mail to work and have him call all the second places right now and just call them up and be like, hey, last chance if you wanna bump this up. Is this how we squeeze a little more juice out of this?
Mm. Oh, all the second places.
Yeah. Those second places. You're listening. You know where you are now.
That's not bad. That's not a bad idea. I'll co-sign that.
It's not a bad idea.
Hey, how about you fellas get on the damn phone in the break? How about that? Why don't you know, Reginald,
we'll
you've
do
got a lot
live.
Of radio. Bajani, get on the damn phone in the commercial.
Why do we need a commercial break? We'll do it live. Let's do it live.
You just looked at me, Bashani.
Berman? You going Chris Berman on us here? We'll do it live.
Is that Berman?
No, it was O'Reilly.
Was that Bill O'Reilly?
Bill O'Reilly.
Like, we'll do it live.
Auto farts.
Yeah, you're right. You're right. All right, please continue to run with us as we are, as we said, you got till 5 o'clock. 5 o'clock with these bids, about 12 more minutes to go. All right, we've seen the conversation where people have had some issues with hockey and some issues with the WNBA where these new franchises are going. And it is an odd thing, the third or fourth biggest most populated city in the country, Houston, hasn't really been in the conversation. A little bit more with hockey, but not in the conversation about that with those two leagues. What do you think it is? I know I heard you talking about it earlier this week. I know that Houston can support another professional team. I mean, there's how many people around the surrounding area, in the area of Houston. But what is the reason that you think they sit here and they don't have some of the professional teams that a top five populated city in the country has?
I don't have a real answer for this, but I happened to be in the car earlier, so maybe we can talk through this together, right? I happened to be in the car earlier when you guys were discussing like what kind of sports town this is. Mm-hmm. I think Ron asked the question, like, what is this, a football town, a baseball town? And I mean, it's a great question, and it's a great question in this city because I don't think there's the answer that people really want it to be, which is a football town. I don't think it's a football town. I think it used to be a football town. I think it's closer to being a baseball town now.
Do you?
But is there anything wrong with saying it's just a really good sports town? You could say that's, you know, sitting on the fence. You got to pick one, but let's just call it what it is.
But
I think it's a good
sports
town.
How come these leagues don't? Like, whenever hockey has a chance to go, they're going. It's not because of the weather. They'll go to warm weather places, the WNBA.
Yeah, I think Dallas and Florida really helped kind of dispel some of the some of the scares about Southern cities hosting NHL Tampa teams.
Sure, but look how long Arizona held one for, you know? And then what did they just moved to Utah.
I think that was more of a stadium-type situation, but that's fair. They did have an issue there.
It's a stadium issue here until it isn't because, you know, the Rockets, you know, at Toyota Center, you know, I think the way that Tillman would envision this is that he would want control over everything. He didn't want to share that building with another owner. You know, he's going to have, you know, something significantly vested in it, if not the majority or 100% of it.
Well, I think actually Tillman might enjoy that, right? Because at that point, they aren't primary tenants, right? They get to be, they get to be secondary tenants. So I think Tillman would still have and collect revenue in a way that would be beneficial for him. I think the biggest thing for me that I think about with Toyota Center is just generally the size. Because, I mean, for hockey, the capacity would be 17,800. Mm-hmm. And if you look at NHL stadiums, last time I checked, and I'm going to pull this up as I speak to make sure that I'm not wrong on this, but when it comes to capacity right now, that would put the, you know, Toyota Stadium amongst the various other ones in all of hockey, that'd put them somewhere in the bottom five, seven that we're talking about in NHL. As I mean, a big city, don't get me wrong, but like jumping in,
but it's close
at that
though.
Level. It is close.
I mean, number one, from what I'm seeing, is SKA Arena in
Ball Center. I was about to say Ball Center. Arena, Ball
Montreal.
Center in Montreal,
21-1,
which is a lot. But I mean, I do wonder if that they then look and go, "Ooh, is that going to sustain the amount of tickets?"
Yeah, I don't think it's the arena size.
I think it's has something a little bit more to do with, you know, what Patrick Creighton said the earlier today is like, you know, in and around the city of Houston, there's what 7 to 7.5 million people, right, in the area. Okay,
it's a lot.
I don't want to make this too convoluted, but this is just the way I see it and understand it for me.
Look, it out. You've been called a moron here.
Hey, that's text cool. Line.
That's fair.
It's the usual. I went to U of H, okay? U of H, when I went there, is not at all dissimilar to what UH is now in terms of, like, I think the fan base. You know what I'm saying? Like, in that people outside of basketball, they're not packing the baseball stadium. They're not packing the football stadium. And where's the student section? It's literally relegated to a pretty small area for football games. Why is that when a school, you know, has 40 some odd thousand students that go there? Well, where are those 40,000 students from? It's one of the most diverse universities in the country. Houston is one of the most diverse cities in the country. I think it has something to do with, like, hey, it's not about like how many people are living in your city. It's how many people are living in your city that are actual sport fans. And I think some of these leagues that are making these decisions maybe either think they have knowledge that we don't, or they actually have good hard numbers that we aren't necessarily accepting as sports fans, because we want hockey, we want WNBA. Maybe we think we could support it as a city, but people that are actually doing the studies and the data would disagree because they've got the hard numbers in front of them that say otherwise.
Yeah, I don't know that I agree with that. Somebody on the text line was saying Houston doesn't care about hockey. Most of us are native. I think you actually discredit how transient Houston is as a city. But then on top of it, somebody was like, well, don't forget, Houston had a WNBA team and a hockey team. They left.
Had.
Right? I think the idea is like, hey, they had it and they left. Well, hockey was more of a dispute on the arena. That was Les Alexander and the dispute on the arena. That's, I mean, they were well attended. And then I think WNBA happened in the team folded at a different time in the WNBA's history when, you know, the finances were a little bit sketchier. It feels like they found a little bit more sustainable, at least when it comes to ownership and maintaining financial standing. And I feel like that should not be what stops a WNBA team from being here. And then hockey has clearly been viable. They just had a particular, and we know about having a housing dispute that ultimately sends a viable team somewhere else. I think that those don't stand up in my mind. It just feels like Houston is constantly treated as a medium market that when it is actually a big market that actually can't sustain these
things. Yeah.
All right. Let's continue, because I may make people get uncomfortable and think a little deeper on this thing.
Okay.
In the conversation we're having. Remember, you guys got 5 minutes. 5 minutes. I know Tyler is working the phones. 5 minutes to up your bid. $1,000 for the drive. $1,000 for in the loop. $1,900 for Payne and Pendergast. $400 for Area 45. You can jump those bids up. You got 5 minutes as they will close at 5 o'clock. And you can also continue to text Sports Radio 610-271-777 to continue to bid. We're going to close this out. Let's have a big last hour.
Final hour, baby.
11 hours down as we continue on the radio.